Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, fillet of a finny snake in the cauldron.
Hello and welcome to the show, Ghoulish Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week we debate how to take the curse out of Halloween. Now Halloween is celebrated every year on the 31st of October. It is perceived to be a fun festival and people like to dress up in fancy dress costumes of ghosts, ghouls and monsters, and they make pumpkin lanterns and go trick-or-treating and tell ghost stories. But have we really lost its true meaning? Clergyman Pete is with me, looking rather pale at the prospect of being encountered by nasty little children at his door. Clergyman Pete, what is the real meaning of Halloween, and how do we take the curse out of this season?
If we look back at Halloween, despite its attempts to say that it's associated with pagan festivals, well, almost any day was, but I mean, the pagan festivals that people normally refer to came about after Christianity. It's a Christian festival, first and foremost. Halloween is short for All Hallows Eve. A bit like there's a Christmas Eve, there's an All Hallows Eve. All Hallows is another name for All Saints. All Saints Day, celebrating Christians, saints is Christians, but particularly it's famous Christians, Christians who have been particularly holy or good or brave, you know, this class of thing. So they set November the 1st, a long time ago, back in the 8th century, as a time to honour all the saints.
Yes.
Particular saints had special saints' days. This was a way of making sure no one was missed out. And so All Hallows Eve developed as a time when you celebrated the fact that the evil had been thrown out. In fact, you had an idea of, you know, preparing for All Hallows Eve will get all the bad stuff out of the house. And maybe you'll especially pray and sing songs to commemorate that. Now, what happened is that this developed such that people would dress up in a humorous fashion in the end as evil people. As witches. Now, of course, witches are seen in this humorous way with a pointy hat and a warty nose. A witch was someone who was anti-Christian, who was celebrating evil spirits from the Christian point of view, and therefore they were saying, "Well, you need to be thrown out because you're bringing in the evil." So that's really where it comes from. It's really at its heart. It is a Christian festival. It still is, but it's lost its way. It's become a celebration of evil.
Well, exactly.
Than a celebration of the good and throwing out the evil.
Well, what's quite remarkable is how much the whole of Britain in particular actually embraces it, let alone the United States of America, where they've really commercialized the whole season. Now, just to give you some sense from a commercial perspective, business will always latch on to a season. Well, during Halloween of last year in 2017, people in the United Kingdom alone spent an estimated £52 million on fancy dress alone. They spent £14 million on cosmetics and, get this, £10 million on pumpkins. Now, that's according to market analyst Mintel. Now, that is an extraordinary amount of money. I mean, surely, you know, when we sort of think about where you could best put your money, I thought we were in austere times. Well, though, of course, Theresa May,
yes,
with broomstick by her side, says that austerity is... allegedly, says that actually no austerity is over. So maybe, you know, we are spending our money in the right ways, but I think not. Surely, you know, this point about the fact that families who come knocking at your door, not mine, please, at your door, actually, really, should they be spending their money elsewhere? Maybe they should go back to the whole point of the education. I think that this is strange, that we always seem to be celebrating evil and not good.
Yes, it does seem strange, and it does seem to, it's an example of evil, isn't it? Making money out of people for no reason, which is at the heart of the commercialization of it. But you know, sending your children round, some quite often on a dark night to strangers' yeah. doors isn't a good idea. And yeah. also, there's the there is the fact that there's a celebration of evil. And you were pointing out to me, a business remark off air, you were pointing out to me that you have quite evil, grotesque imagery used, which is scary and unsettling. I mean,
well, I can understand a pumpkin, and I can understand a witch's hat or a broomstick. I mean, that those are symbols that we traditionally know of Halloween. But what I've seen more and more is things such as daggers and silhouettes of people being cut up and mutilated and things like that. And it's almost like, you know, it's a very bad Michael Jackson video being unfolded in front of your very eyes.
Yes. Well, you've got quite a few to choose from. Not a fan. But that sort of light-hearted mockery of the horror genre that Michael Jackson did. That sort of taken to the nth degree, isn't it, in the style of Halloween costumes, Halloween decorations, and of course the films that are shown at this time.
Oh, indeed.
Of year. Including the Halloween series itself. But you know the we need to give some practical examples, I think, to be true to our title of the show, how to take the curse out of Halloween. Let me just tell you first, don't do what I do, because I just get irritated and tell people to go. So they come to the door, children come to the door. You can see the parents having sent them with a sickly smile. Using really emotional blackmail for me to give them some sweets.
Is this some kind of social revenge? Parents who just want to sort of bestow their children on unfortunate victims.
I'm reasonably polite and softly spoken, but I say, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to do that. And send
them
back.
That's not going to remove the curse, is it? So
what I'm saying is don't do that. That's what I do, simply because I get irritated. Now, there were some other things that we as a church do. So my church has got together this time, and this is quite common across the UK, certainly, across England, certainly, to have a light party. So in other words, taking that bit, the celebration of All Saints Day, it's the evening, you know, on a feast day in the Christian faith, it starts on the night before, the evening before, like Christmas Eve is the start of the Christmas celebration. All Hallows' Eve is the start of the All Saints celebration. And saints are associated with light, as in, goodness and light from God. So Ephesians 5 verse 8 says, addressing the saints, says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So having a light party expresses that, and it just makes it fun. So you have sort of glow sticks and other things to do with light. And have a party and fun games. That's a light party. So that puts something in its place, something more fun. And as the idea of a light party is growing. And so that's one way to take the curse out of it. You use that date, but you make it a light party.
The other way of doing it, of course, is to put a sign on your door saying, I've gone to a party next door. So
yes, what you can do is see next door for all sweets.
Exactly.
Which is
a simple technique, and
now
it works.
That doesn't take the curse out of Halloween, but that does transfer the curse to your neighbours. So it is.
Well, indeed,
it does that a bit. The other thing that you can do now. This is particularly promoted by Living Waters, the ministry, evangelistic ministry, and they promote the idea of giving out Christian tracts. You know, little stories explaining the Christian message.
Now, this is a very good idea. I know that we spoke about this off-air, but I think expanding on this is a very good one to remove the curse.
Yes, but also, you make sure you use tracts that are good for the kids to read, a lively little story explaining Christian values or how much God loves them. That's this sort of thing. But give them sweets with it. So don't deny them the sweets. Give them the sweets, but give them something else. And you can say, no, I don't celebrate Halloween, but here's a fun book and some sweets because, I love to have you come and visit. Just be friendly and nice. That's what I should do. As I say, I never do it. But I wanted to explore just at this point in this episode, I just wanted to say something about what could be done. So that's practical ways that you can cope with the curse, take out the curse from Halloween, light party, or use it as an evangelistic opportunity. But what I would like to see be done is to reclaim it as a Christian festival. I mean, what you could do is, yes, dress, have people dress up as the evil things, have the witches, and have them, you know, have a sort of race, because they have to run away, so evil has to run away. You know, that was just off the top of my head. So have some way of celebrating it, using the trappings of Halloween, so you still have those sort of costumes, but you recognise that they are evil, and they you don't celebrate the evil, you get rid of the evil. And you could have, you don't even have to do that, you could have people dressing up as heroes. You know, take some heroes from history who have maybe sacrificed their life, you know, in a war or in a rescue attempt, or Florence Nightingale, for example. You know, people dress up.
So now in America, they tend to do that a little bit more, where they actually don't necessarily dress up as a ghoul, but they might dress up as a well known hero or heroine from history or from some form of entertainment. So it sort of it brings it a more lighter side.
If you're having any evil, have them being the villain of the piece, but concentrate actually on the good. So Halloween not being a celebration of good, but a celebration of All Saints. You could say, just to make it more secular, I don't mind that, being, call it All Goodness Day, you know, or whatever, you know. You could call it something slightly different, or at least give that meaning to Halloween. You could say,
would
Halloween
we say,
is a time we celebrate goodness, not evil.
Would we say this is more for children? Because one of the things that it seems to be as more of a curse for parents, or for certainly for adults, you know, those parents who just, or those adults who just simply just want to switch off all the lights on the 31st of October, cower behind the couch and just hope that they'll all go away and nobody will bother.
Well, there was the tradition that grew up, as you know, of trick or treat. So the idea is if you don't give the treat, you do something evil. That's
exactly
where it came from. That's where the idea of coming around and asking for the sweets comes from. I think that that should just be stopped because of the obvious safeguarding issues.
Yes.
But what you could do is, instead of going round to people's houses in that way, you could have a tradition of there always being a street party.
I think is a much better idea, and then people can celebrate, and then it's not on your doorstep necessarily.
But the thing is, it'd be difficult necessarily to have it. If it's on, you know, it's the 31st of October, so it's normally cold in England. But what you could do is say, no, we have a tradition, you know, where someone in the street opens up their home or something like that, you know. And so or maybe a couple of people do. And so there's a pressure for people to do it. Okay, that's. But normally in a whole street, there'd be someone who enjoyed having parties in their home. And so, you know, you don't have to take it in turns or anything. The people who want to do it, do it. Now, there is also still in that situation a safeguarding issue. So, but we make it a family situation, so the parents are there.
Yes.
You know, it's not like a drinking party or anything like that. You go and play some fun games with the children. So, with the parents present. So, I think that it has anyway the makings of a way of taking the curse out completely from Halloween.
Yes.
If we reclaim it in these innovative ways.
I think there are a lot of people who are struggling on this level, because if I look at social media, if I look at the general media, people are, you know, maybe they don't have that much money, and there are many issues that I see that adults in particular, and to a certain extent our younger generation, who do seem to be worried about this particular season. And there are even more horrifying things on the horizon. Now, let me give you a very simple example just to sort of conclude the show. It's called Truly Horrifying. Who, this infernal Halloween, would lose their spirit from our scene? Which, on broomstick's hitch, will swoop around to make you twitch? What in the wilderness walks, in foreign lands and foul tongue talks? Where do more horrors lie, as lies unleash to monstrously mortify? Why does the demon condemn all souls, and then unruly relinquish freedom and controls? Oh woe, this curse is intensifying. Bah, the beastly Brexit deal is truly horrifying. So I'm afraid there's something more sinister that still lurks out there, folks. Well, folks, listeners, what will you be doing? Will you be fighting the evils of Brexit, or will you be celebrating in some other way? Perhaps in a slightly more joyous way. Why not let us know? Log on to markandpete.com and fill out the contact form. We'd love to hear how you're celebrating Halloween. Well, thanks for joining the show. And Clergyman Pete is already dressing up now.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, you already have been dressing up for the last year or two. It's been completely horrifying as a clergyman. But yes. There we go. Thanks for joining the show, and join us again next time for Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Eye of Newt, Mark?
Well,
you're like a toe of frog.